Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
As to the biblical underpinnings of these kinds of things, Dr. Scott Ray and I, in our book, The Virtues of Capitalism, we have an entire chapter in the book called The Bible on Economics. And it starts with some basic presuppositions. For one of them, God empowered and entrusted individual human beings right from the get-go in the story of creation. He entrusted the earth to human beings, and we are his stewards. Now, ultimately, all these things are under God's sovereignty, and he owns it all. But as I relate to you, as you relate to me, as human beings relate to one another, there are boundaries in place here. And God has allowed me stewardship over a certain number of assets and dollars in the bank and property that I own and those kinds of things. And I'm called to be a good steward of that. You're called to be a good steward of yours. God also calls us to be charitable in the scriptures. We see this as the book of the New Testament unfolds. We see the scriptural mandate on God's people, the Israelites, to be good stewards of that which is entrusted to them, but also to be charitable. There are very strong commands, both in the Old Testament and even in the teachings of Jesus in the New Testament, very strong commands for those who are wealthy to be extra special generous and to treat their employees, their workers, really, really well. But that's not a third-party government mandate. Never do we see in the scriptures any suggestion that the pathway to prosperity and to peace and to economic justice is to elect members of Congress or governors or presidents who go and confiscate more and more and more and more from people who have been materially successful and give and give and give to people who, in some cases, don't work at all. That's a corruption of a biblical idea on the economy. But we really can't trace these things back to the scriptures. It is implicit in the Old and New Testament that individuals have the right to private property, and that right needs to be respected. It is also implicit and explicit in the Old and New Testament that those of us who are financially and monetarily successful have a really, really tall calling on us to be charitable, to serve the cup of cool water in Jesus' name. But I think the church does a huge disservice. And I'll just cite an example of this personally. When I take the time to go care for the poor, when I take the time to work it into my calendar, to go volunteer serving meals to, let's be very honest, unkept, dirty, smelly, not well-spoken people at the local homeless shelter and rescue mission, when I serve that cup of cool water in Jesus' name, God works within me. I am transformed. I come away a little more humble, a lot more grateful. There is a spiritual dynamic that takes hold when individuals and when the church body cares for the poor. When money just gets taken out of my paycheck, I never see it in the first place, and it gets spent on some government bureaucracy that redistributes funds in the form of food stamps or Medicaid and whatnot. There's no spiritual dynamic there. It's very impersonal. So there's I guess the bottom line is, and this is what Dr. Ray and I say in the book, The Virtues of Capitalism, government welfare and private Christian charity are absolutely not the same thing. And we need to get that through our minds, I believe.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.